Loudspeaker Studios. Loudspeaker and Open Stage Theater present Rabbit Hole Radio Theater's production of Major Arcana. Tonight's episode, The Chords of Creation.
The Magician card is one of the most intriguing of the Major Arcana. Most people don't really understand what magic is, which is unfortunate because you all have a magician within you. Consider the building of a birdhouse. You gather your tools and materials, consult your blueprint, and apply your skill and effort. In the end, something that never existed in the world before has manifested. But before all that, there was desire and the will to create. That is the foundation of the magician's craft. The magician card invites you to indulge in your personal magic, to create something only you can manifest. The materials are there. You have the tools and the skill, but do you have the desire to infuse it with your will and take action to make it real?
Try driving on the road!
Same to you, buddy.
Jerk.
Hello, Irvin. You're, dripping.
Hi, Mrs. Lipbaum. Yeah, well, these things happen. Mostly to me, but...
Well, I just had the carpets in the lobby cleaned. Don't leave any puddles on your way through.
No, ma'am. I won't.
I left you a rent notice on your door.
Great. Yeah, I know I'm a little behind, but if you could...
I don't care, Irvin. I'm just the building manager. I won't evict you.
Really?
Nah, the owners will evict you.
Right.
And Irvin, a friendly word of advice.
Yes, Mrs. Lipbaum?
If you're going to walk home from the grocery store in the rain, you might want to use plastic bags instead of paper.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and you got a delivery today. I signed for it, but it was too big to keep here in the office.
Really? Who is it from?
None of my business. It's outside your door. I knew Kelly would keep an eye on it.
Kelly from across the hall? Great. Let's hope she didn't call Homeland Security about a suspicious package.
No need to thank me. Just doing my job.
Hey, Irvin.
Hi, Kelly. Could you, give me a hand here?
Sure. Here, I'll get those.
Thanks. After a day of hauling furniture, my arms aren't good for a whole lot of anything.
I can imagine. Ew.
What?
Irvin, I can't believe you're eating tomatoes. The CIA has been injecting them with mind control drugs since 93.
Really? Jeez, I had no idea.
Oh, and there's a big box in front of your door.
Yeah, I see that.
Federal Post dropped it off at 2:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's from your Aunt Thalia.
How do you know it's from Thalia?
Return address label?
And how do you know Thalia is my aunt?
Internet?
You're kidding. I don't want to know. Hi, Emily. How's my kitty cat? I'll get you supper in just a sec, okay?
Don't forget the notice Mrs. Lipbaum tacked to your door. I got one, too, but at least they're not raising my rent.
What? You gotta be kidding! What else can go wrong today?
You'd be surprised. I have a theory about that.
I bet you do.
Could you put your demon cat in the bathroom, please? You know I have allergies.
Emily's not thrilled about you either, Kelly. Just give me a hand getting this box into the living room. That didn't do my back any good.
I can't wait to see what it is.
You don't get much mail, do you, Kelly?
Well, excuse me for making sure no one took it while you were out moving furniture for a living.
I'm sorry. Thank you. It's just that I had an awful day.
Working for the man will do that.
Yeah.
So why don't you quit?
I need the money. what little of it there is, to support my music.
Selling your soul to the man in the name of art. That's noble. Stupid, but noble. So, are you gonna open the box or what?
Let me get out of these wet socks first, okay?
Hey, Irv! The light's blinking on your answering machine. Can I listen?
You don't get many phone messages either, do you?
Phones can be tapped without a warrant, you know. Patriot Act?
Right.
Irvin, my favorite nephew. I hope my little gift has arrived. Give me a call at the lab once you've opened it. No, wait. Make it my cell phone. I'm anxious to know what you think of the Klavaman. It could be my most important creation ever, but I really need your input. And don't forget to read the instructions. I have to go, Irvin. I'll see you soon.
Well, now we know what's in the box. I have no clue what a Klavaman is, but...
It's probably some top-secret project they're developing at that government think tank your aunt works for.
What government think tank?
Kepler Industries. It was on the shipping label. Their website says they do advanced research. They're probably a front for government black ops.
Give me a break. Anthalia is a retired math professor who hates pinochle.
Uh-huh. Perfect cover story.
Right. Hey, look at this!
Jeez, do you always touch stuff you don't understand?
It's a keyboard. That's all I need to know.
You might try reading the instructions like your aunt said.
Wow, I'd forgotten how good it feels to play.
You're pretty good. What was that?
It's the first movement of my, symphony.
No kidding? You wrote that? Play some more.
You too, Emily? How can I refuse?
The signal is then modulated through an omniphase tonality coil, resulting in pitch frequencies consistent with the Pythagorean cycle. Integration into the reality matrix is deliberately Ptolemaic, rendering pure major and minor thirds characteristic of Ptolemy's tetrachords. I hope there's a glossary. Hey, did you see that? The light just, flickered. Have you paid your electric bill?
Can't remember. Don't care. Right now I have no bills to pay, no furniture to move, no aching back. I just want to play my music.
There it is again! Hey, beat it, cat. I don't... Aww.
Looks like Emily wants to take a snooze on your lap.
Who's that? Are you expecting anyone?
You don't get many visitors, do you? Hi, Mrs. Lipbaum. Was the music too loud?
Not at all, Irvin. It was beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
I stopped by because I was just going through some paperwork, and it looks like you've been overcharged for this apartment. So throw away the notice I left on your door. And if you skip this month's payment, we'll be square, okay?
Sure. Thank you, Mrs. Lipbaum. Thank you very much.
What about my rent?
It's still due.
Typical.
Isn't that great?
Weird. Good for you, but weird. Maybe I could hack the city archives and get me a rent rebate, too. Is this a different symphony?
No, same symphony. This is the second movement.
There go the lights again. You know, I don't think that thing is just a musical instrument.
Come on, Kelly. What else would it be?
I don't know. Maybe it's putting out some kind of frequency that's messing with our brain waves or something.
There's aluminum foil in the cupboard if you want to wrap it around your head.
Seriously? Seriously? an expensive, high-tech, experimental keyboard based on some seriously whacked mathematics just shows up on your doorstep?
Yeah, so?
I'll bet it's bugged or something. I'll bet Kepler Industries is tracking this thing. They probably have us under surveillance from that white van across the street.
Jeez, Kelly. Next you'll be telling me there's a microphone in my philodendron.
Hey, just because... Irvin, there is a microphone in your philodendron! I'm serious! Come look for yourself.
Kelly, knock it off. What are you looking for now?
The webcam. It has to be here somewhere. I know they're monitoring us on a wireless video feed right now.
From where? The black helicopter?
That's it! I'm out of here! Ah! Who are you?
Were you playing that music, ma'am?
No, definitely not. I was just returning a magazine. No, taking a survey. That's it. I don't even live around here. I don't know this guy. I don't even know his cat.
Then leave.
Bye-bye.
Irvin Masters, come with us, please.
Why? Who are you? What do you want?
And bring your... instrument.
Are you kidding me? I can't even lift that thing! What's going on here?
That's classified information, Mr. Masters. Someone may explain later. Gabe, get the instrument.
Got it. Let's go. How long are we going to continue watching this subject?
As long as it takes to fulfill our objective.
Then let's probe him again.
The probes reveal nothing. Our search of his mind and soul complete.
Nothing is in from us.
He knows nothing.
Yes, but why do we keep him?
Now he is bait to lure the traitor here.
Which is why we're all here, of course. Any changes to report?
No, sir. He's still unconscious.
When he awakes.
Yes, thank you very much. We can handle it from here. Micromanagement should be a punishable offense.
Agent Michaels, why don't we just go pick the traitor up?
The traitor is Thalia Masters.
Thalia Masters? I served on the review committee during her first commission.
I worked with her on the Reformation Directive. She was brilliant.
Yes, we've all worked with her before, which is why we were chosen for this assignment. She's become a liability to the project. Violating protocols, subverting the chain of command, and undermining some of our greatest triumphs. The committee wants her isolated, which is why we can't just pick her up. Unlike Thalia Masters, we follow protocol. We cannot directly intervene.
I've always thought that free will requirement was overrated.
There are ways around it, obviously. But there is another complication. We don't know exactly where Thalia is at the moment, but we will.
Agent Michaels, he's coming around.
Excellent. Did you have a nice nap, Mr. Masters?
Who are you?
You may call me Mr. Michaels. We require information from you. Are you feeling more... cooperative?
Am I under arrest? I want my phone call. I know my rights. I watch TV. You can't hold me without charging me. Or something.
I'm afraid the rights you are referring to do not apply to this situation. Or to us, for that matter.
Jeez! Kelly was right! This is a government conspiracy!
You underestimate us, Irvin. Your government does not have any authority over us, nor does any power of your world.
Oh no! Aliens!
If it pleases you to think of us that way, we have no objections. All we want from you is the current location of the one you call Thalia.
Why? So you can torture her too? Never! You can dissect me and put chips in my brain as long as you like. But you won't get anything from me.
Suit yourself, Mr. Masters.
Maybe if we really probed him...
We cannot physically harm the subject, Agent Vine. Give him the instrument.
Sir, that's dangerous.
I am aware of the risks, Raphael, but it may be the only way to draw out Thalia Masters.
Oh, man. If I get out of this, I will never complain about another overstuffed sofa again. What's this? The clavimen?
I understand you are a composer, Mr. Masters. Would you share one of your works with us?
Ha, right. Why don't you play it and see what happens?
We're much more interested in your talents, Irvin.
Right. Okay, here's a ditty for you, Bugface.
The dissonance meter is spiking, sir.
Impressive. But we both know you're capable of much more than that. We're running out of patience, Mr. Masters.
Fine. Aunt Thalia, I wish you could tell me what this was all about.
Oh my, where am I? Irvin!
Aunt Thalia, get out of here! They're after you!
They, dear boy? Who are they?
The aliens! They want to steal your secret government project!
Have you taken a bump to the head, Irvin?
This! The clavimen! I think it has powers.
Indeed it does. Thalia, so nice of you to join us.
This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, just for listeners of Major Arcana. Audible is offering a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. Choose any book you want and cancel at any time. The book is yours no matter what. So give it a try at audibletrial.com/rabbithole. Again, that's audibletrial.com/rabbithole for your free audiobook.
Diane, this is Agent Delaney. We finished investigating the howling waller beast of Bog Valley. Its venom sacs were paralytic, but it was a wonderful kisser. Diane, Agent Bishop thinks that psychic from Montana who tried to take over my body might have damaged the part of my brain that perceives time. Now I'm not sure if it's lunchtime or Tuesday. Diane, been watching that new show Friends very closely, and have determined that I might be a Phoebe. Agent Bishop is definitely a Monica. And Ross is a parasitic blood demon that the gang should exorcise immediately for their own safety.
Who are you talking to?
Don't worry about it, Monica.
You are aware there's no tape in that recorder, right?
No.
No, I took it out earlier, like...
Why are you touching my things?
It was a full tape. You've been doing this all day. What exactly are you doing, anyways?
I was just telling Diane about The Weird, an actual play audio drama that you can listen to at jointheweird.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're doing a meta thing then. Okay, cool. I see what it is. I'm gonna go back to paperwork.
Yes, you do that. Such a Monica. Diane, I thought the goat man skull I keep in the office and started...
You're listening to a podcast on the Loudspeaker Network. To find other podcasts and unique programming, visit www.loudspeaker.fm. Loudspeaker. Diverse voices, unique sound.
We've been looking for you, Thalia.
Michaels, long time no see. And that was just fine by me.
Thalia, what are you... How did you...
You conjured me, Irvin. And much sooner than I expected. Good thing I wasn't in a shower,
Who are these people? What am I doing here?
Yes, what is this young man doing here? Aunt Thalia, is it?
Well, great-aunt would be a bit more accurate, I suppose. Or great-great-aunt. It's more of an honorary title, really.
You aren't my aunt?
But that in no way decreases my affection for you, my boy. I am sorry they've given you such a hard time. Committee bureaucrats can get cranky when something upsets their tidy little reality.
You're one to talk of upsetting realities, Thalia.
Thalia, please! What's going on? I don't understand
it all. I know, dear boy, but you will. It's all very simple once you get the hang of it.
Get the hang of what?
Shaping reality!
Enough! Thalia, if you speak another word, you are dooming this boy to share your fate. How dare you give the secrets of creation to this or any other mortal?
Secrets? Please, Michaels. Plenty of mortals have tugged on the cords of creation before. Remember Ptolemy? What about Pythagoras? Archimedes?
Those were accidental convergences.
It's not accidental. It's mathematical.
Okay, stop it. Both of you. What are you all talking about?
Reality, Irvin. The symphony of existence.
Stop it! You have deliberately endangered the established pattern, with no regard for the consequences, by giving a mortal this thing!
That thing is a fine instrument, Michaels, and some of my finest work.
We have been ordered to bring you in, Thalia.
And you've fulfilled your orders. I know that's one of your biggest thrills, Michaels. Now, why don't you tuttle off and share your success with your superiors?
You won't mind if I take your instrument with me?
Not at all.
We will be watching.
Of course you will.
There is no use trying to escape.
Of course not. An exercise in futility.
Very well.
What a putz.
Thalia, you don't work for the government, do you?
Whatever gave you that idea?
My neighbor Kelly said Kepler Industries was a front for covert government operations.
Ah, and this Kelly was with you when you were playing the clavamen? That explains a lot. You didn't read the warnings in the instructions I sent, did you?
Well, no. It just felt so good to play, and then everything went all sideways. It's more than just a keyboard, isn't it?
Yes. And no, it's a bit technical.
Did the clavamen make all those things happen? The lights? And my rent? And all that?
No, you did, Irvin. You have a gift. So does everyone else, for that matter. The clavamen merely helped you to connect to your full potential.
So when I play it, I can restructure reality? I could create a cure for cancer or world peace.
Well, yes, if that was your intent. But you have to take into account the law of equilibrium. It's hardwired into the system. Life and death, shadows and light, that sort of thing.
Like, it's the silence between the notes that makes a song.
Fair, yes, brilliant. You see the big picture. That's why I sent you the clavamen. I knew you'd be able to make that baby really sing.
Me?
When you played, you manipulated the mathematical principles that govern the structure of reality.
But all I did is play my music.
Music, mathematics, same thing. Adding tones, dividing time. Every musician is a mathematician.
I think there's a little more to it than that.
Exactly the point, my boy. There is more to music and to reality. That's what Michaels and his crew don't get. They think everything can be measured, weighed, and cataloged into neat, sterile little packets. They don't get the fact that music requires musicians.
Who are they? They acted like government agents or something.
That's as good an explanation as any. They're the reality police.
We've been busted by the reality police?
Well, not a major felony. More of a misdemeanor, really.
You got me in trouble with the reality police?
Easy, son. It was just a little civil disobedience. A protest against the establishment.
Wait, if they're the reality police, who are you?
Well, I guess you could say I'm a contractor. When the head office needs to outsource some new reality development, they come to me.
The head office comes to you?
Look, Irvin, the point is you're right. Music is in the heart of the musician. The same is true for reality. The whole fabric of existence is like an enormous symphony. Problem is, the conductor has gone tone deaf.
Huh? You lost me.
Michaels and the reality squad.
They see the chords, but can't hear the music.
But they're in charge of reality.
Exactly. Reality wasn't always this dark and mechanical. It used to be mysterious, magical. There used to be a creative spark that infused life with life.
But what does all this have to do with me?
You are that creative spark. You can make the chords of creation sing again, if that's your intent.
We have met with the committee. They want to meet with you, Thalia, personally.
What about the boy?
The committee doesn't believe he will be any threat to reality. He is free to go.
All right, then. Looks like this is goodbye, Irvin.
But what will happen to you?
Most likely they'll chain me to a boulder for a few centuries.
No, they can't do that.
I'm joking, Irvin. They're a committee, for Pete's sake. They'll probably garnish my wages or something. Not to worry. This too will pass.
Okay. Will I see you again?
You could count on it. Good luck with your, music. Use it wisely, huh?
But they have the clavinet. How am I supposed to...
Irvin, the magic is in the magician. After you've received a gift, the box it came in is just a box.
I'm Abby Rhodes, and you're listening to New Breeze on JCTY. And in the studio today, we have the composer of some extremely masterful symphonic works.
No pun intended.
Irvin Masters. Irvin, thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to talk with us.
Nice to be here, Abby.
Irvin, you are something of an enigma in the music industry. Your music is incredibly popular, but you haven't signed to a major label. In fact, you're giving it away for free over the internet.
Well, it was never my intent to have fame and fortune, Abby. I just want to make music and share it with as many people as possible.
And you've never taken a fee for a performance, is that correct?
Yes.
And all profits from your concerts go to charity?
That's right.
So, how do you pay the rent?
I don't, actually. I'm on the road so much that I don't have a permanent address. I've discovered that if you do what makes you truly happy, the details will take care of themselves.
I think it's safe to say that you have changed the face of music, if not the world itself. Many politicians and captains of industry say they look to your music for inspiration. How have you adjusted to the reality of your influence?
My webmaster, Kelly McCready, keeps a sign over her computer. This is not reality. Reality will come later and will be much more boring. Reality is ours to shape. My reality is creating music. The people who hear it may be inspired or influenced or not. The choice is theirs. We all have the power to change the world. The only question is what we intend to do with the gift once we've opened the box.
The magician's power has nothing to do with tricks or sorcery. When you discover something you are passionate about and take action to make it real, you are practicing the most ancient and profound magic, manifestation. Irvin discovered his own magic, with a little help from the universe. We all have the magician within us, whether we choose to acknowledge it or not. But once revealed, the magician cannot be denied. You will always know deep in your heart that the greatest gift, the power of creation, is yours. All you have to do is find your desire, and then make the choice to make it real.
Featuring Linda Adam Hall as Abby Rhodes, Ailey Holland as Kelly and Amy, Heath House as Irvin, Matthew Korda as Michaels, Sam Piccone as Gabe Vine, Becky Weaver as Thalia, Jenna Zerlin as Mrs. Lipbaum, and Judith Allen as the narrator. Directed by Tony Alexander, with sound engineering by Emrit Ranu, the Major Arcana writing team includes Laura Arbery, Jack Baumgartner, Jill Garraway, Kate Hawthorne, Brian Hughes, Dave Robison, Terry Robison, Morgan Taylor, Roy Thompson, Carol Van Natta, and Bob Weber. Executive producers for Loudspeaker,
Chris Lanfear, and Charles Joseph Kelly. Major Arcana is presented by Rabbit Hole Radio Theater, a co-production of Loudspeaker and Open Stage Theater and Company. Hear past seasons and learn more at rabbitholeradio.org. This has been a listener-supported production of Loudspeaker Studios. For more on this and other programs, visit loudspeaker.org.